Today's edition of Saturday Sunrise is a best of. I'm your host, Derek Dunn. Let me explain what this edition is about. When Trevor Bradley found out he had a cancerous mass about the size of a mini basketball near his heart in March of 2018, he took action to combat T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia lymphoma. He shares his story. Trevor is the grandson of Don Kay and Linda Wood of Fairfield. This interview aired on May 23rd, 2020. My guest on the phone today is Trevor Bradley. Now, Trevor, before we dive on in with the questions, you have a brief summary that you would like to mention. So why don't you go ahead and take it away.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Thanks for having me on the show. My cancer journey started in March of 2018. I was diagnosed with ALL, or acute lymphoblastic leukemia. That last week of February 2018, I wasn't feeling too great. The next week, I was playing basketball with some friends after work, something I enjoyed doing, and I just couldn't catch my breath, you know, running up and down the court. The next day, I knew something was possibly wrong. I ended up at the walk-in clinic here in Charleston. I went there and had a few tests done, and they actually thought I was having a heart attack. I was suggested to go to the ER, and, you know, just like every other 25-year-old guy in this world, I was hard-headed, and I ended up going home thinking nothing was wrong. My mom actually talked me into going to the ER, and I went there, had several tests done, along with some blood work. The doctor walked in the room around midnight, and I could just tell by the look on her face that, you know, something was wrong. She sat down next to me, and she told me that they found a mass around my heart. They weren't sure if it was cancerous at the time or not, but that mass was about 13 and a half centimeters by 8 centimeters, which is about the size of a mini basketball, is what she had told me. And whenever this all happened, it was basically out of their hands. They couldn't treat me for this. So I was actually taken to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. I arrived there early the next morning around 4 a.m. and spent that weekend there having tests done. My mom and brother and dad ended up coming down to St. Louis and spending that weekend with me. I was admitted that following Wednesday after spending that weekend in the hospital and started my initial 30 days inpatient chemo treatments at the Parkview Tower on the south end of Barnes Hospital campus. I was doing so well that I only spent 17 out of 30 days in the hospital, and since then I've been going back for outpatient chemo.
And, you know, when you found out the news about, you know, the cancerous mass around your heart, you know, what was your mindset like? What was your reaction to it? And what was your mindset like of how, you know, you were going to combat it? I just want to know your reaction and your mindset.
My reaction, well, when the doctor came in and sat down next to me, I knew something was wrong, and I kept telling her, just tell me what's wrong. And she told me, and my blood pressure actually dropped real low whenever that happened. I actually almost passed out. And I kept asking her if I was going to be okay, and she kept assuring me that she was going to do all she could to get me somewhere that could deal with what I had going on and make sure I'd be okay. And I just kept thinking to myself, I was too young to have this happening to me. Then as far as my mindset, it really helped with me having a good mindset, because the doctors were optimistic early on that I'd be cured, but it would take several years of chemo. I wasn't sure what was going to go on, you know, during the upcoming months. A lot of my family and friends knew I'd been through quite a bit when I was younger, but this diagnosis was by far something completely different. I had a huge obstacle ahead of me, but I don't go down without a fight, and I guess that's been my mindset since day one.
All right. Well, ever since that day, you know, how has, you know, ALL, how has it affected your daily life? Because, you know, it's like ever since they announced that you're diagnosed with it, it's changed the way you live, like your daily routine. You officiated games, and you've had to obviously kind of suspend that for now. So obviously it's affected your daily life.
Yeah, it's really affected my daily life. I went through some very intense, aggressive chemotherapy for 11 months from March 18th to about February 2019. I ended up taking a medical leave of absence from work while going through the chemo. Each cycle was different and affected me different, but I was going through chemo 4 days a week for 8 weeks, which is by far the worst. It was all outpatient, and we stayed at Hope Lodge near Barnes Hospital through the week, and I only spent the weekends at home. My parents took turns staying with me while the other worked, I guess. Each of the cycles were interrupted, and I experienced every side effect possible that affected my daily living. Anything from being sick to the numbness and tingling in my toes, being restless, loss of appetite, dehydration, and I even lost my hair, which I wasn't too very happy about. Going through this chemo, I didn't have any motivation at all to do things I enjoyed. It took a lot out of me to even get out of bed and shower each day. However, now I'm in the fifth and final cycle of chemo, which they call the maintenance cycle, and I was allowed to go back to work roughly 11 months later, February 4th, 2019. I'm currently working every day and getting back to that normal lifestyle.
Well, yeah, and you talk about that, you know, the maintenance cycle of things, but it seems like things are, you know, heading in a positive direction for you. It's like you're going to work and you're taking these treatments. So, like, things are heading in a positive direction for you, and the stemming of the tide is happening.
Yeah, you're very correct. Things are heading in a positive direction. As far as the ALL, it's gone at this point, but it's caused some other problems for me. I have what's called avascular necrosis in both knees and hips from the heavy doses of chemo and steroids, which, like you said before, I enjoyed umpiring high school sports, and I'm not able to do that with everything going on now. But ALL is a very aggressive cancer, and I went through a very aggressive regimen of chemo in the beginning that targeted the mass, and it eventually got me in remission. A few months later, I had a PET scan done, and it showed no active cancer in the body. I've also had 3 bone marrow biopsies and 3 PET scans total, which all came back negative with no evidence of cancer. So myself and the doctors knew that, you know, this chemo was working, and luckily for me, that was the case, because that doesn't happen for everyone. I'm currently going once a month for chemotherapy at Siteman Cancer Center in St. Louis, and still in remission. And after my treatment earlier this month, I have 14 more months of chemo. Therefore, July 2021 is the expected end date as of right now.
Yeah, so whenever July 2021, you know, whenever it comes around and, you know, you're able to take that last chemo treatment, does that mean that you get to ring? I guess from what I've heard, and I could be wrong on this, but I know some hospitals have, like, the bell that cancer patients can ring whenever they know that they've taken their last treatment and that the cancer is gone.
Yeah, it Barnes, on the seventh floor where I go for my chemo treatments, they have a bell outside the rooms there. And I've actually witnessed quite a few people ringing the bell while I've been there, you know, waiting to have chemo. So I'm pretty excited for that, looking forward to that day.
And that's something that, you know, is motivation for you. It's motivation as you're taking these treatments. You're like, look, it's, you know, month after month, it's getting closer and closer. The bell, the finish line, it's in sight for you.
It really is insight for me. At first, I didn't know what to expect, and I was thinking, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years, that'd be such a long time, and, you know, it's really gone by pretty fast, and here I'm just about a month away from ringing the bell, and I can't wait for that day, and, you know, to put this journey behind me.
This was a edition of Saturday Sunrise that is a best of. I'm your host, Derek Dunn. I would like to remind you that every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted following airtime on our website at WFIWradio.com. Click on Bus and then click on Saturday Sunrise to listen to the interviews that were podcasted. Have a wonderful Saturday and be safe.